All right. Good evening. Tonight's share is dedicated to Refuah Shleima for Rabbi Binyamin ben Yitta Ethel. Yitta Ethel, Shabbat Refuah Shleima, B'sarach Shar Chayli Yisrael. Especially in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is the 8th month. Yeah, Shmini Refuah B'Shminis. This week's parsha is Parshas Lech Lecha, where we begin learning about the first Jew who was not born a Jew, and who transformed himself from his past, which was a past of tumah. The Gemedrash in Chukas quotes the pasuk "Miyitein Tohar Mitame," is referring to Avraham Miterach. Avraham removed himself from the tumah of his past. He was not born the kedusha like Yitzchak was. Ashakidish Yedid Mibeten refers to Yitzchak. Avraham was not Mibeten Umileida Tahar of a Kaddish, but he elevated himself to that level on his own. So he's the first Jew who transforms himself and is Mekayim the Tzivoy of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Umimolatetcha Umibes Avicha. This is the first pasuk of the first parsha that refers to Klal Yisrael, because the first two, Bereshis and Noach, correspond, as the Gemara says, there are 6,000 years that the world is going to exist. The first 2,000 are the Shnei Alofim Tohu, then comes the Shnei Alofim Torah, and then the Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach. Bereshis and Noach are the parashiyos of Shnei Alofim Tohu. Desolation, Dor HaMabel, Dor HaFloga, nothing really productive. Even Noach is scolded for not going out to his generation. The first that Hashem is proud of in the 2,000 years is Avraham Avinu, and from him begins Am Yisrael. So Am Yisrael starts in Parshas Lech Lecha. We mentioned many times that the beginning and the end of every parsha are connected. The parsha starts with Lech Lecha Me'artzecha, and it ends with Bris Milah. In fact, a siman to remember how many psukim Parshas Lech Lecha has is the word Nimolu. Nimolu Itai, which is the last two words of Parshas Lech Lecha. The word Nimolu is equal to 126, which is how many psukim Parshas Lech Lecha has. It's interesting that Parshas Re'eh also has 126 psukim, but there's a different siman, because Parshas Re'eh has a totally different theme than Lech Lecha. The theme of Lech Lecha is Milah. Milah B'Shminis. The theme of Lech Lecha is the first Jew, the first mitzvah given to the first Jew, which is Bris Milah. The first test of the Asar and the Sionos, which most hold that the first test was Lech Lecha. What does Lech Lecha have to do with Bris Milah? The Pashas, we could say, Bris Milah is a form of Lech Lecha. In fact, that's what Bris Milah is, which was given to Klal Yisrael. The ability to be able to refrain from evil, the ability to be able to remove oneself from his past, the ability to be able to change a habit, was given to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael accepted that at Har Sinai, and that's a Yerusha that we have from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was told to remove himself from his past. Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimoladtecha u'mibeis avicha, Svarim say, means from all your habits, the artzius, that which you were born with, me'ladtecha u'mibeis avicha, that which you used to from your father's home. It's not an excuse. A person can't say, well, I was born with it, that's the way I am. I've been like that since I'm young. You can't expect me to change. The first tzivui, the first test, the first command to the first Jew is that Lech Lecha Me'artzecha U'Mimoladetcha U'Mibeis Avicha, and then and only then El Ha'aretz Asher Areka do you find yourself. Areka, which also means I will show you who you are. Lech Lecha means go to yourself. You, your potential, as Hashem says to Avram, cannot be revealed outside of Eretz Yisrael. It can only happen in Eretz Yisrael. That's where you're going to find yourself. That's where you're going to become famous. That's where you're going to be able to be mekayim all the tests, including the first mitzvah, mitzvah bris milah. And that's, being that Lech Lecha is the first Jewish parasha, so to speak, the first parasha that deals with Bnei Yisrael, that deals with the Yehudi Harishon, but deals with Avraham Avinu, both Lech Lecha and Vayera. That's why Lech Lecha Vayera is Begematria Avraham Avinu, because these two parashas talk about Avraham Avinu, and the first pasuk of these two parashas, which the first pasuk includes the entire parashah Ki Yadua, just like Bereshis includes the entire Chumash, The first pasuk of Lech Lecha includes the entire Lech Lecha, and that's what a Yid is all about. What a Yid is all about is the ability to remove himself from his past, to change his habits. Lech Lecha me'aretz lecha me'maladetecha me'beis avicha. That's what it means to be a Yid. And that's the idea of Mila. Mila is really consists of two parts. Mila is removing the Orla, which a person is born with. That's the me'ladetecha. Removing the Orla and revealing the Atara, which, as we say in Aleinu, La'avir gilulim min ha'oretz v'ha'elilim karos yikoreisun l'sakein oylam b'malchus shin dalid yud. There's the removal of the gilulim, the removal of the tumah, and the revelation of Hashem's malchus in this world, which is what Bris Mila is a metaphor of. The removal of the orla, the ra, that's the lech lecha me'artzecha mimoyladitecha, and El Ha'oretz Asher Ar'eka is the Gilei HaMalchus, the Gilei Ha'atara, which is what takes place, the second part of the Mila known as Priya. We always read this parsha in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. This Shabbos happens to be Yud Gimel Mar Cheshvan. And the number 13 is related also to the beginning of the parsha and to the end of the parsha. The Oisiyos Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, as the Chidah elaborates at the beginning of the Sefer on Chumash, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are 13 letters. If we spell Yaakov, we write it as Yaakov and not Yisrael. And that's how he says, he explains what Rashi says over here. And Rashi brings over here the Chazal. What's the Agad L'Shemecha have to do with Elokei Yaakov? So the Chidah says, beautifully, Kedarkai, that if not that Avraham, the question is, why do we say Elokei Yaakov, which we Elokei Yisrael? The real name of Yaakov is Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, in order for there to be 13 letters, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, is if we add the Hey to Avraham, because we add the Hey to Avraham, Yaakov can't be Yisrael, he has to be Yaakov. It's in Shmona Esri, when we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, we don't say Elokei Yisrael. There is no Aveira to call Yaakov by his name Yaakov. The Pasuk never says that he could never be called Yaakov again. By Avraham, he cannot be called Avram again. He can only be Avraham. So his name must remain with Avraham. So in this Pasuk, Rashi is telling us the reason why it's Elokei Yaakov is because V'agad lo shmecha, because I made your name, I added a letter to your name. It's no longer Avram, it's Avraham. So if Yaakov is Yisrael, there are going to be 14 letters, and Hashem wanted there should be 13 letters. Why 13? Because 13 is Echad, Aleph Ches Dalet, which is the Gematria 13. There are the 13 Midos HaRachamim, the 13 Midos Shehatoyrin and Dreshes Bohem. And Mila, says the Gemara in the Dorim, the Mishnah in the Dorim, which the Rambam quotes at the end of Hilchos Mila, Gedoyla Mila Shenichrusu Aleha Shloish Esrei Brisais. And those 13 Brisais are in this parish. In Lech Lecha, at the end, the Torah enumerates the 13 covenants that Hashem made with Avraham concerning Bris Mila. No other mitzvah do we find so many brisos for one mitzvah like by Bris Mila. So Bris Mila is associated with the Yud Gimel brisos, and Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are 13 letters, which brings us to the concept of Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. There really are 13 Shvatim, because we know Menashe and Ephraim are separated. Yerushalayim has, Beis HaMikdash has 13 gates around it, Yud Gimel She'orim. And the only way to get into Yerushalayim is through Bris Mila. The Pasuk says, V'layavai bach oid orel v'tomei. In the future, an orel, because unfortunately today it's not the case, but in the future, an orel will not be allowed in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is only for those who are circumcised. And to those who are circumcised properly, not for B'nai Yishmael. B'nai Yishmael are not considered mulim. They are arelim. As the Pasuk says in this week's parashah, he has Brisi Okim es Yitzchak. It's only with Yitzchak that this Bris was really made. The Gimel Brisos were only given to Avraham via Yitzchak, not to Yishmael. Yishmael had an operation this week. Yishmael himself did have a Bris Mila, and he was Mekayim a Mitzvah, but it's not for his descendants. B'nai Yishmael are not considered Mulim. They are Arelim, and therefore Yerushalayim is not for them. The fact that we always read this in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, which this Shabbos is Yud Gimel Mar Cheshvan, means that Parshas Lech Lecha, and the concept of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha and the idea of Bris Mila is Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. It starts in Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is the beginning. After Tishrei is over, which the month of Tishrei is not really the month of Avodah. That's the month, as we mentioned, where a person is given many, many gifts. It's called the Chodesh Hashavi'i, Miloshen Sevi'i, which means Sova, V'yachalta V'savata, satiation. Hashem satiates us with all different Hashpa'is, Yeracho Eisonim, where Yid is surrounded totally by Kedusha. That's not really considered a challenge. The challenge is Dafkin Chodesh Ma'acheshvan. Lech Lecha begins in Ma'acheshvan. A Yid has to be a Mahalech. A Malach is an Omid. A Malach doesn't move. A Malach stays on the same level his entire existence, because a Malach doesn't have any challenges. A Malach doesn't have to fight a Yetzirah like a person does, like a Yid does. A Jew has to be a Mahalech. And that's the Hayra, the name of the parsha of the first, given to the first Jew, which is the Avodah of a Yid in general, is Lech Lecha. A Yid has to be always going higher and higher, Lech Lecha, and eventually reaching his full potential. And where is Avraham going, says the Pasuk? Holoich v'nosoya ha-negba. He's going southward. He's going to the south. Says Rashi, he's traveling to Yerushalayim, which was in the south of Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi adds, Shehi b'chelkai shel Yehuda. Why does Rashi have to tell us that the portion of land of Yerushalayim is in the portion of Yehuda? Who's talking about Yehuda now? What is Avraham Avinu traveling southward? We can understand perhaps toward Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the focal point. That's the Makom HaMikdash. But why is it necessary for Rashi to tell us, what does it have to do with what we're talking about here, that Yerushalayim is in the portion of land of Yehuda? Shenotal b'droima shel Eretz Yisrael, and Rashi ends off, Har ha-moiriyah shehina chalose, which of course is where Avraham ends up at the end of the Asar and the Sionis. He ends up on Har ha-moiriyah and designates that as the Makom HaMikdash for future generations, Asher ye'omer hayoyim b'har Hashem ye'ro'eh, after the Akedah. Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Yodua, is Mazel Akriv. It's the Mazel of the Scorpion. The zodiac, the horoscope of Mar Cheshvan is Scorpio. The Akriv is a stinging creature. The Akriv is a dangerous creature. The Akriv is associated with negativity. We say in Parshas Ekev, the Midbar is a Mokoim Nochosh, Sorof, the Akriv, Vitzimoin, Asher Ein Moyim. Akriv is not anything to look forward to. Akrav is certainly something associated with Ra. In fact, in the word Akrav, you have Ra, Kav Ra. Yet, the Gemara tells us that there are three that come unexpectedly, and that is Mashiach, a Metziah, and an Akrav. The sting of an Akrav comes unexpectedly. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Gimel Boyin Behesach Hadas. Mashiach, Metziah, and Akriv. What is Akriv doing with Mashiach? Why would we even put together these three? A Metziah is something you make a bracha and you make a shechiyonu if you find an item. A person could become wealthy if you find something. Mashiach, of course, is a positive thing. But what about Akriv? What is Akriv doing in the end of the Gemara? And is the Akriv the only creature that comes unexpectedly? There are many creatures probably that suddenly pounce on people. Yet the Gemara puts Akriv together with Mashiach and with Metziah. Bar Cheshvan is the eighth month. It's the Chodesh Hashmini. Yet it's Mazel Akriv. What happened to Mar Cheshvan? And what was Mar Cheshvan supposed to be, and what is it destined to be? As we mentioned last week, it's the month in which the Bayis HaShlishi is going to be dedicated. And it's called Yerach Hashmini because it has to do with the number 8, which the number 8, of course, is the number associated with La'asid Lavoi. The number 8 is associated with Yerushalayim. The number 8 is associated with a Yid in general. A Yid is connected to the number 8. The first mitzvah given to Am Yisrael, which was given to Avraham Avinu in this week's parasha, is Uven Shmeinas Yomim Yimoy Lachem Kol Zachar. That's the 8th mitzvah given to mankind. Adam was given 6. Noach was given the 7th mitzvah, Evim and Achai. And Avraham was given the 8th mitzvah, which is Bris Mila, given Bishmoina. Mila Bishmini. And we always read about Mila Bishmini and the Chodesh Hashmini, which is Mar Cheshvan, in the 8th month. Yet it's Mazel Akriv. And the reason why it's Mazel Akriv is based on what happened in Mar Cheshvan, we read about in Malachim Aleph, Kapitel Yud Beis, I believe, the story of the split of Malchus Beis David, where Yeravim ben Avot rebels against Malchus Beis David. And the Pasuk describes, the Pesukim describe over there what happened. Rechavam was advised by two sets of advisors what to do. Rechavam took over after Shlomo HaMelech was hoping that the kingdom would stay in his hands, but it didn't last that long. And right afterwards, 10 Shvatim split away from him and joined Yeravam ben Nevat, and it was because of his rough manner, as the Psukim describe, that he was advised by the elder advisors, told him not to tax the people as much as his father did. His father taxed them great because he had to build the Beis HaMikdash, so he had to pay a very high taxes. But Rechavam didn't have to. So the elder statesman of his elder advisors told him, don't tax the people. The people will stay with you. If you tax them too much, they'll rebel against you. But the younger ones, the ones who thought that they knew better, they said, no, you got to show that you're a boss, tax them even more. So Rechavam took their advice. And the Pasuk says, this is what Rechavam said, Ovi yiser eschem ba'shoitim, v'ani ayaser eschem ba'akrabim. My father punished you with light whips, and I'm going to use much thicker whips, which he refers to as akrabim. Akrabim are scorpions, but akrabim also means stinging whips, whips that sting like the sting of a scorpion. So he uses the word akrabim, and that's what causes his downfall, which leads to the split of Malchus Beis David, and the split of Malchus Beis David happened in Chodesh Ma'an Cheshvan. As the Pasuk says, Yeravim ben Nevat proclaimed in Chodesh Ma'an Cheshvan, on Tesvav Ma'an Cheshvan, he proclaimed Sukkos. He pushed off Sukkos from Tishrei to Ma'an Cheshvan. He thought he can do it. We're not going to go into the halachic issues involved. Yeravim ben Nevat was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, HaChodesh HaShabadim Milibay, and he rebelled against Malchus Beis David. And not only did he rebel against Malchus Beis David, but he also despised Yerushalayim, which is the capital of Malchus Beis David. And he says to the people, we don't need Ben Yishai, Re'ei Beis HaDavid, we don't need the house of David, we don't need the Beis HaMikdash, we'll build our own. And that's when he set up the idols in Dan and Beersheba, which Rashi hints to us in this week's parasha. When Avraham Avinu was running after the four kings, it says he came to a place called Dan, he came to a place called Chayva, which Rashi says is where Yeravim ben Nevat set up the Agolim, when Malchus Beis David was split. So Malchus Beis David was split in Chodesh Ma'an Cheshvan, in the Mazel Akrev. The Akrev came to haunt Rechavam, because Rechavam said he's going to punish the Jews by Akrabim. And this perhaps could also be the reason why when Yosef was placed in the pit, it says that there were scorpions in that pit. The Shvatim threw him into the pit of scorpions because they saw that Yeravim ben Nevat is going to come out of Yosef, as the Megala Amukah says, that they saw Beruach HaKodesh, that Yeravim ben Nevat was a descendant of Yosef, was going to rebel against Malchus Beis David in Chodesh Akrev, in Mazel Akrev, which is Chodesh Ma'an Cheshvan. So they threw him in a pit of scorpions. Therefore, Malchus Beis David symbolizes overcoming the Akrev. When Malchus Beis David is revealed, there's no Akriv. Akriv cannot sting. The Akriv doesn't have any power. As the Mishnah says in Tirkei Avos, that in Yerushalayim, lo hizik nachash ve'akriv. The scorpion never causes any damage. There's no Akriv in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim and Akriv are opposites. When Yerushalayim is despised, when Malchus Beis David is despised, that's when the Akriv comes. So Malchus Beis David was rebelled against. The rebellion takes place in Chodesh Ma'an Cheshvan. Chodesh Ma'an Cheshvan is begematria Malchus Beis David. And in Ma'an Cheshvan, where Malchus Beis David is supposed to be built, as we'll soon see, Kemavura in this week's parasha, which is what Avraham Avinu was trying to do. Avraham Avinu was trying to build the Malchus. Avraham Avinu himself is proclaimed as king by the entire world, El Eimek Shoveh, Hu Eimek HaMelech, as it says in the Pasuk here, right after the Melchama with the Dalad Melochim, which is symbolic of the Melchama of the Dalad Umayz, Ki Yadua, Amraphel, and Arioch, and Siddol, the Goyim mentioned here, the kings of the four empires, which Avraham is victorious over them. Avraham does what Mashiach will do in the future. He will overpower the four nations. And Avraham is proclaimed as king here, Eimek Shoveh Hu Eimek HaMelech, and then it says, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Yerushalayim is revealed for the first time. Avraham is going to Yerushalayim. That's what Rashi says. Holoich v'nasoya hanegba. And Yerushalayim is in the portion of land of Yehuda. It's important to mention that, because Yehuda is Malchus Beis David. And Avraham Avinu is building Malchus Beis David here. And that's why light goes with Avraham wherever he goes, because light has in him the spark of David HaMelech. The only reason why light is saved, v'hu yoshev bisdoim, as it says here in the pasuk, and Bezdoim is Rosh Hatev, Soid Malchus Beis David. The light has to be with Avraham Avinu because of Bnei's light, because of who comes out of light, which is David HaMelech, which is Malchus Beis David, which is Mashiach, who eventually reveals the Malchus Hashem in the world, which is the goal of the whole Torah, and the purpose of creation was to bring the world to recognition that Hashem is Melech. And Avram is the first to do that. Avram is the first to spread monotheism in the world, which Mashiach will complete universally, globally, and the world will recognize L'sakein Olam B'malchus Shin Dalid Yud L'ha'avir Gilulim Min Ha'oretz. Avram Avinu is going now around to remove the idols. Avram is being Mekayim, the cutting away of the foreskin, the Krisas Ha'orla, which is what Bris Mila is. Bris Mila is cutting away the Orla, removing the evil, and revealing Hashem's kingdom in the world. It's amazing, there's really only one time in Chumash where the word akrabim appears. And it appears in Parshas Maaseh, where the Torah talks to us about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And there the Torah tells us that the boundary on the south side of Eretz Yisrael is Minegev Lamale Akrabim. It is south of an area called Ma'ale Akrabim. So Rashi says Ma'ale Akrabim is included in the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. No, there's a place in Eretz Yisrael that is called Ma'ale Akrabim. Ma'ale Akrabim could either mean above the scorpions or elevating the scorpions, however we want to translate it. But Ma'ale Akrabim is part of Eretz Yisrael. But where is it in Eretz Yisrael? So if one looks in Sefer Yehoshua, in Kapitel Tezvav, there the pasuk there tells us that it's in the portion of land of Yehuda. That's where Ma'ale Akrabim is. Because Malchus Beis David is Ma'ale Akrabim. Malchus Beis David counters the Akrev. Malchus Beis David is Ma'ale the Akrev. Akrev also has its source in Kedusha. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that one should not start up with a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because Shanishichoson Neshichas Shuol, because if they bite like a fox. The Akitzoson Akitzas Akrev, and their sting is like the sting of a scorpion. Why would the Mishnah compare the sting of a Talmud Chacham to that of a scorpion? That means that there's an Akrev on the Mitzad HaKedusha too. An Akrev, if the Akrev is elevated, which the Mefarshim say Akrev, Svarim say Akrev is Rosh HaTevis, Oysen Be'ema Ritzayin Koinam, which we say every day in davening. That tzaddikim do the will of their creator with fear. Oisim be'ema ritzayin koinam. The akrev, on the other side, the le'umazeh, is krirus. Akrev comes from the word krirus, because the akrev cools off. So you do it at the sting of the akrev, as in contrast to the sting of a snake, to the poison of a snake. The snake burns and the akrev freezes. So what the Akrev does is try to freeze, it tries to cool us off, like our Molech. Right after Tishrei, where we were all excited and heated up from the Avodah of Tishrei, of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and so on, comes Mar Cheshvan, and we are cooled off. The Yetzirah, the Satan, immediately cools us off and says, well, it's over already, let's go back to normal. Enough, enough. Akrev. Akrev is the opposite of Kedusha. Akrev is krirus, but Akrev also, as the B'nai Yisoscha says, Akrev is oisius ikr bayis. Ikr bayis means the main house, the main Beis HaMikdash, because the third Beis HaMikdash, says the B'nai Yisoscha, he quotes the Yalkut, will be dedicated in Chodesh Marchesh when the Mazal Akrev. So Akrev becomes ikr bayis. Oisin be'ema ritzoin koinam. Lack of fear is what brings about the Churban. The reason why we don't have Yerushalayim is because Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. When our Yira is not Bishleimus, we don't have Yerushalayim, and Akrev takes over. When we rebel against Malchus Beis David, as Yerovim ben Avot did in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, Akrev takes over. But the Avodah of Chodesh Mar Cheshvan is Ma'ale Akrabim, is to overcome the Akrev, and on the contrary, to incorporate the Akrev in Eretz Yisrael. Ma'ale Akrabim is one of the cities in Eretz Yisrael, in the portion of land of Yehuda. And that's where Avram is going. Holoich v'nasaya ha'negba. Avram is going to Yerushalayim, where the Akrev is not allowed. Like Hizik nochash v'akrev Yerushalayim. This parasha, Lech Lecha, therefore, is always read as we start out in the month of Maharsh, when in the month in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place, which the Ramadan Rimanov tells us, the Bnei Saskha quotes it as well, that Chodesh Maharshvan was always a month where Yidden, where Jews, had to endure a lot of suffering. He says, all the taxes that the Goyim levied on the Jews were always in Chodesh Maharshvan. Election days in Maharshvan, however you want to look at it. Chodesh Maharshvan, therefore, as the Bnei Saskha mentions this in his Sefer, from Ramadan Rimanov, is because of that the Merida of Malchus Beis David took place in Maharshvan. So what do we have to do then? That Maharshvan has to be the tikkun, The rectification for the Merida against Malchus Beis David has to take place in the very same month in which the Merida took place. And the fact that there was a Merida in Malchus Beis David in Chodesh Maharshvan means that Maharshvan is Malchus Beis David. And the whole formulation of Malchus Beis David takes place in the parashias that we read, Dafka in Chodesh Maharshvan, in Lech Lecha and Vayera. Because in Lech Lecha we read how Lot is taken out of captivity, he's saved. When Avram runs after the kings and Lot was captured, v'hu nishba, the refugee, which is Eig Melech HaBoshan, v'yovei HaPolot, v'yagei v'Avram HaIvri, v'yishma Avram ki nishba achiv. The whole war was in order to get Lot out. V'hu yoshev v'zdoin. And that's where Mashiach comes from, that's where Malchus Beis David originates. And in Vayera we see it again. Next week's parasha we see it when Sodom is destroyed. A special malach is sent, some say it was Michael, some say it was Raphael, but a malach was sent to save Lot, to get Lot out of Sodom in the nick of time, so that he doesn't perish with the rest. And with his daughters, he goes to the mountain, and from there comes Malchus Beis David. From there comes David, Rus, Mashiach, and Malchus Beis David. So the parashiyos that we learn, the parashiyos where Malchus Beis David is rooted, are Lech Lecha Vayera. That's where it is. It's in Lech Lecha and Vayera. Malchus Beis David is in Yerushalayim. Yeravim did not rule in Yerushalayim. Yeravim recognized that Yerushalayim is not his place. Yerushalayim is the city of Malchus Beis David. Yerushalayim is the city that is connected to eight. Shmini b'milua, if you spell the word Shmini, Shin Yud Nun, Mem Mem, Yud Vav Dalet, Nun Vav Nun, Yud Vav Dalet, which is a miloi of a word, is equal to Yerushalayim. Shmini b'miluah is b'gematria 586, and that's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the epitome of Shmini. That's where Klal Yisrael are rooted, where the Akedah took place, where the Makom HaMikdash is, Bereshis, Boroshis, that's where the Shisin, the foundation of the world is in Yerushalayim, Makom HaMikdash, Makom HaMizbeach, Kodesh HaKodoshim. That's where Avraham Avinu was going. And the only way to get there is Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Mimayladetecha. We have to, in order to get to Yerushalayim, in order to be Zoicha to Yerushalayim, a Yid has to be willing to give up a little bit. A Yid has to give up his habits, his interests, his desires. He has to be willing to sacrifice for Hashem. And that's what a Yid is all about. That's what Bris Mila is. Bris Mila is the removal of the Orla, which every person is born with. But even though we're born with it, we remove it. Even though we're born with certain habits and tendencies, it's not an excuse. We have the power to overcome. And we have the power to remove and to move on and to be mekayim this tzivoy of Lech Lecha, which only a Yid can do. Only a Yid can go and move on and travel and transform himself totally from Tomei to Tohar, like Avraham Avinu did. Dafka Hashem made it that the first Yid should be born to Avdei Avodah Zarah. And as the Medrash says, that Avram was a Ben Nida. And Avram was born to his parents Betumah Mamish, as the Shem Shmuel elaborates, Bedafka that way, to teach us that a Yid, no matter what his past, no matter what he did, a Yid has the ability to totally uproot himself from that past and transform himself from Tumah to Tahara. And that's Chodesh Maharshvan. We said last week that the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Maharshvan is derived from the four words Udvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem. Dvash ki yadua comes from Tuma. Dvash is sweet and of course it's kosher. But where does it originate from? It originates from a bee, from a honeybee, which a honeybee is not kosher. Okay, as we know, the reason for it is because it doesn't really come from the bee. It comes from the nectar. It comes from the flower, but it's manufactured in the bee. And we don't say the rule of Hayotze min HaTomei Tomei, because the Dvash is considered Tohor. Dvash is masok, masok midvash. One of the reasons, in fact, that it says that we dip the challah and the apple and the honey on Rosh Hashanah is to show that no matter what, even if there's tumah, we can always turn ourselves around from tumah to tahara, like dvash. Dvash originates from a tzira, from a devora, from a honeybee, which a bee stings and a bee is bitter, and from bitter comes sweet. From ra comes tov. From aver, we transform our averis to mitzvahs. What the combination of Hashem's name of Tishrei is not that. This is the combination of Hashem's name from Mar Cheshvan. In Mar Cheshvan, we learn how Avraham Avinu originated from Terach, from Rishoyim, Vayomos Terach Bechora, and Rashi says Rishoyim Afilu Bechayehim Kruyim Mesim. Rashi ends off last week's parasha. Rishoyim Afilu Bechayehim Kruyim Mesim, and that's where Avraham originates from. And there's a backwards nun. At the end, according to some, we don't have it, but there was such a girsa, a nun hafucha, at the end of Parshas Noyach. The only other time that we have a nun hafucha, and Chumash is in Baaloscha by Ibn Isaiah HaOron, and there Rashi says the reason that there are nun hafuchas there is because that Parsha doesn't belong there. It's out of order, it's out of place. Vayomos Terach Bechoron is also out of place because Terach did not really die here. Terach died 60 years later. The Torah only says that he died now, so it shouldn't look like Avram didn't keep it of the aim, and he left his old father in Choron, Kiyadua, like Rashi brings at the end of last week's parasha. But there's also another reason that there's a Nun Hafucha at the end of Noach, because a new beginning is taking place now, a Hefsik, we're being Mafsik Lech Lecha from the two parashias before. Bereshis and Noach ends an era, a period, the Shnei Alofim Tohu come to an end, there's a Nun Hafucha, a total new beginning. Starts with Avraham Avinu. Ve'eschal l'goy gadol, says the Medrash, a bria chadasha. You're a total new creation. Behi boram is Isis be'Avraham. Avraham, the Gematria 248, ki yodua, that he transforms himself. He elevates us to 248 organs in his body, especially after he performs the mitzvah of bris milah. Says ve'heye somim. He is now a tamim. He's now complete. Every part of his body now is elevated. A new beginning. Ve'eschal l'goy gadol. This week in Eretz Yisrael, they start asking for rain. The same Talumata was this past Sunday. Geshem, rain begins in Marchesh. Marcheshman is the month that is associated with Geshem. The Rokeach says that the words Avram Lech Lecha, Vayomer Hashem El Avram Lech Lecha, Avram Lech Lecha is Begematria Geshem. With the arrival of Avram comes the Geshem, comes the Hashpoa Milmaila, which, as the Rokeach and others expound, rain, when it's in the cloud, doesn't do anything. It has to come down, it has to spread out, it has to go all over in order for it to accomplish. And that was Avraham Avinu. Noach was like rain droplets in a cloud. He didn't go out to the world. So all the hashpa of Noach, all the greatness of Noach, the fact that he was a tzaddik tamim, didn't affect anyone else. But Avraham is compared to Geshem. Geshem has the ability to cultivate. Geshem, of course, is what we need, what the world needs in order to survive. Geshem is life. Yarov kamotar litchi tizal katalim rasi. Avram is compared to Geshem. Avram goes out and cultivates the world. Avram plows, plants. Mar Cheshvan is from the word Charisha. This is the month of Charisha, the month of plowing. We begin plowing in this month. Svarim tell us that Mar Cheshvan is like Iyar. Iyar is the second month right after Nisan. Mar Cheshvan is the second month after Tishrei. Iyar prepares us for Sivan, which is Shavuos, Matan Torah. Mar Cheshvan prepares us for Kislev, which is the Chodesh of Chanukah, Pnimiyas HaTorah, Shemen. On Shavuos, we receive the Torah that's compared to water. Chanukah, we receive the Torah that's compared to oil, which is a higher level. Just as Iyar is the month of Avoda, Iyar is the month of the Ax, Kiyodua, Iyar, which connects Nisan to Sivan, the same Mar Cheshvan connects Tishrei to Kislev. Mar Cheshvan is a month of Avoda, a month of work. We have to deal with the Akrib, we have to deal with the scorpion, we have to deal with the Koiches Hara that exist in the world as a result of the Merida in Malchus Beis David, which is similar to the Chet Eitz Hadas, similar to the Chet HaEgel. In fact, the Yerovim Ben Avot set up two agolim. It was even a greater sin in some ways than the egel. There was an egel in the north, an egel in the south, and Yerovam ben Nevat prevented Klal Yisrael from traveling to Yerushalayim. And that happened in Marchet. Marcheshvan is the month in which we were prevented from going to Yerushalayim. And Avram is going to Yerushalayim. Yeholoich ben Asaya Haneg. But Avram is traveling to Yerushalayim. Hashem says to Avram, Lech Lecha. Go to Yerushalayim. Even though, and when do we read this? In Marcheshvan, in the month in which the Merida takes place, that we have to leave Yerushalayim and go in the opposite direction. And we're learning in Lech Lecha Vayeru, where Avram Avinu was traveling closer and closer to Yerushalayim. Malei Akrabim. Therefore, the Gemara Bedafka puts Akrev together with Mashiach. Mashiach comes Behesach Adas, which Hesach Adas means unexpectedly, when no one's going to expect it. Whether it's going to be in the middle of the day when everyone's busy, they say the Rishna said that people are going to be walking around in their business or shopping in the market, or who knows today, on the internet, busy doing this, busy doing that. All of a sudden, boom, there it is, the Geula comes. Hesach Adas, totally unexpected. Obviously, the Akrev that the Gemara is talking about, equating to Mashiach, is not the Akrev of the Le'umaz. We're talking about the Akrev of Kedusha, the Akrev that Talmid HaChachamim are compared to Akitzos and Akitzos Akrev, Oisin Be'emer Ritzoyin Koinam, which is Malei Akrabim. The elevating the Akrev, which the Avoid and Chodesh Ma'acheshvan, is to counter the Akrev and to deal with the Akrev. The Akrev is this is a world of kriris. This is a world that is cold to Inyone Kedusha, especially in our time. In Ikfas of the Mashicha, in the word Akrev, you have Akev. In the time of Akev, in the time that we're in now, the Tumah of Akrev, the Klipa of Akrev, is in control. Mockery, comedy is made out of religion today is a joke. The Sor Meira Mishtoilel, it says at the end of Saita, where the Gemara talks about all the events that are going to take place prior to the arrival of Mashiach, that someone who removes himself from Ra, the Sor Meira Mishtoilel, is looked at as if he's a Meshuggah. He's crazy, he's not normal, he doesn't want to enjoy life, he's not up to date, he's ancient, the Sor Meira Mishtoilel. A very difficult time now, a time of kriris, where the satan, the powers of evil now, make fun of anything that's holy, anything that's that there's any sense of religion, any mention of Hashem's name. As we mentioned last week, there's a whole movement now of atheists advertising all over the buses and the trains. Who would imagine that there would be advertising for atheism? When we're learning about monotheism, we're learning about Avraham Avinu going out into the world and teaching the world that there's only one God, we have to counter the Akrev of today who going around spreading atheism as if atheism is a religion. They don't believe in anything, so what are you spreading? Spreading what? Believing in nothing. Believing in not believing. As we once mentioned, I think an atheist is the biggest believer, even bigger than we are, because if someone could really believe that the world happened by itself, he's a real, real believer. He has to have tremendous emunah to believe in something which is so nonsensical, such nonsense. So as we enter the Akrev of time, which is Chodesh Ma'acheshvan, we encounter Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the Roish Lema'aminim, the greatest Ma'amin of all. Behemin Bahashem refers to Avraham. Behemin Bahashem Bayachshaveh Loi Tzedakah. The Behemin Bahashem Bayachshaveh Loi Tzedakah is Begematria Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the city of Emuna. You can only get to Yerushalayim if you're a maimon. And a maimon is someone who's shoymer bris. A maimon is someone who has bris mila. Bris mila goes together with amuna. Because Avraham was the greatest ma'amin, and he wasn't taught amuna, but on his own he developed it, dafka to him bris mila was given. He was the first to be zeichet to bris mila because of his amuna. We find the same thing with Shevet Levi. Kishamru imrasecha ubrischa yinsayru, because they didn't sin by the egel. They believed. They had total emunah and achdus Hashem. Therefore, they kept brismila in the desert. They were the only ones that kept brismila because of their tremendous emunah that they had. And that they got from Avraham Avinu. Avraham was the maimon. Avraham, therefore, is the shomer bris. He's the one that brismila is given to. And in order to be zeichet Yerushalayim, we have to strengthen our emunah. And also in this parasha we count the Yishmael. Yishmael is mentioned for the first time. As Avraham Avinu becomes the Roish Lama Aminim, Yishmael is mentioned for the first time here in Parashas Lech Lecha, which we mentioned a different time, that the Akrev refers to Yerushalayim. It refers to Yishmael. Yishmael is compared to the Akrev, trying to prevent us from returning to Yerushalayim, as we see in our time. So by strengthening our Emunah, and our chizuk in Avraham Avinu, the fact that we learn about Avraham Avinu, as the Sfarim say, means we live with Avraham Avinu. He's with us now. We live with him. We learn from him. We emulate him. And Avraham Avinu is the first to bring Malchus Beis David into the world. Avraham Avinu, it says, was supposed to be the Merkava to Malchus. Instead, he became the Merkava to Chesed. But Avraham Avinu is the first who was the Melech, El Emek Shaveh, who Emek HaMelech, as it says in this week's parasha. Avraham Avinu rules, not only rules over the whole world, it says the entire world proclaims Avraham as their king after the Melchama with the Dalad Melachim, like the way it will be in the future. So Davka Chaydish Ma'acheshvan is the Chaydish HaShmini. Ma'acheshvan has in it the potential to be the Shmini, the Chaydish that is connected to Yerushalayim. Yerach Ma'acheshvan is B'gematria L'Havir Gilulim Min Ha'oretz. This is the Chaydish in which we have to remove ourselves from the Gilulim, from the Artzacha, Omimoyladdacha, Omibesavicha, which is the concept of removing the Orla, revealing the Malchus of Hashem, L'Sakin Olam B'Malchus Shin Dalad Yud, and we should be Zaychataka to Malchus Beis David, in Chaydish Ma'acheshvan, which is B'gematria Malchus Beis David, in this Chaydish of Akrev, the Akrev should become Malay Akrabim. We should go over the Akrev, and Akrev Eisen Be'emer Ritzayn Kainan, and we should be Zaychataka to Yerushalayim Hashleima, and to Eretz Yisrael Hashleima, where we will be able to build and live anywhere in Eretz Yisrael without any opposition. The entire world will recognize that Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim especially, belongs to Am Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael, to the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the only ones who really kept Bris Mila, and the only ones who have Emuna and Hashem, true Emuna and Hashem Echad, and we should be zeichet to see all of this, Peshon Azu, and Tavshin Ayin, and Chodesh Ma'acheshvan, and be zeichet to the Chanukah of the Beis Hashlishi, Sheyibana B'mehirav Yomeinu.